This time of year in the wilder parts of the Bay Area grows an attractive non-native plant with bright yellow flowers borne in large clusters on somewhat spindly stems. The plants are only about 2 feet high but conspicuous along the fire roads or growing at the edge of the chaparral. The genus is Hypericum, but most people know it by its common name, St. John's wort. There are also common garden varieties of Hypericum that are widely used because of their perennial greenness and resistance to hungry deer. Last week was the solstice, our official beginning of summer. But in Europe, the big holiday is celebrated on June 24th and is called St. John's Day. When Christian missionaries began spreading the gospel to Great Britain in the 7th century, Pope Gregory I carefully instructed them, if the local pagans worship a rock, then consecrate that rock to Christ. Very clever. So the ancient midsummer rites were subverted into a celebration of John the Baptist, the most important figure after Jesus and Mary. John's birthday was believed to be exactly 6 months after Jesus's. Son of God at the winter solstice and the chief proselytizer at the summer solstice. How very pagan. According to the Druids, who were the priestly class of the Celts, St. John's wort has very powerful magical properties whose potency was strongest on the shortest night of the year. St. John's wort doth charm all witches away, if gathered at midnight on the saint's holy day. Any devil and witches have no power to harm those that gather the plant for a charm. The genus name Hypericum is Greek hyper, above, and icon, picture. These plants were traditionally hung over religious icons to ward off evil. In modern times, herbalists have prescribed the plant to ward off depression. The National Institute of Health conducted a study on St. John's wort and concluded there was no merit to these claims. They did not, however, investigate the witch-repelling properties. This is Michael Ellis with The Perspective.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.